Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We made it. Made it through the week. It does feel like a year has gone by in the last 5 days. So much has happened on the Green Bay Packers front. More news today. Actually, just a little bit ago, before I went live, Rashid Walker agreeing to terms with the Carolina Panthers, reported by Rap Sheet, everybody who covers the NFL, etc. Jeremy Fowler indicating that it's a up to $10 million deal for 1 year. Certainly well below the projections a lot of people had for Walker on the open market. The last kind of premium free agent to sign elsewhere for the Packers. Going to affect the comp pick value, no question about it. But the Packers ready for Jordan Morgan to step in there at left tackle and wish Rashid Walker all the best. After undoubtedly his worst season as the starter at left tackle for the Packers, including an abomination of a game in the playoffs against the Bears, certainly hope Jordan Morgan makes us all forget about everything in that regard. One other thing I wanted to touch on before I get to your questions, comments, concerns, what have you. You know, I've seen some conjecture after, speaking of Fowler, putting out there right at the start of free agency during, I believe it was the first day of the legal tampering period, where teams have been calling the Green Bay Packers mainly about Dontavian Wicks, but also about the potential for prying away Jaden Reed from the Green Bay Packers. Fowler's reporting indicated that, you know, while they listened regarding Wicks, he got the sense that Reed was untouchable, etc. And of course, once that gets out there, Packers fans on the internet spend days, weeks, nay, probably the next few months talking about potential trades and how they have to trade these guys away and draft someone new. And I get the idea that they're both entering the final years of their rookie deals. I understand the desire to, quote, get something for them. Though, as we're talking about this offseason already, we do know that if they do walk and sign a lucrative extension or lucrative deals somewhere else, you will get something a year later in the form of a compensatory pick. If anyone calls about Dontavian Wicks or Jaden Reed, I want the Packers to hang up. The NFL season is a slog. It is a gauntlet. Does anyone remember the Eagles game where Bo Melton was out there on a 4th and 9 getting thrown to and dropping it? And no shade to Bo, huge touchdown against the Bears a couple weeks later. Love Bo, but the only reason he's out there is because Watson's coming back from injury. Reed is still on the shelf, and Dontavian Wicks has been dealing with an injury for weeks. Like, the wide receiver room gets thin real quick when injuries strike, especially in the modern NFL where you're running 2, 3, 4 wide receivers at a time, down in and down out, depending on the personnel, the formation, what have you. I want good players out there. I don't want rookies. I don't want guys that I drafted this year when I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl in 2026. I want guys who've been in my program for 4 years. I want to count on Dontavian Wicks having a game like he had in Detroit. Remember that game? I don't want anything to do with trading these guys away. We're going to get draft picks in the comp selections next year. We're going to get plenty of ammo when it comes to the draft and adding new young talent. Now, look, everybody's got a price, right? If a team calls up and says, we'll give you a first-round pick for Jaden Reed, okay, you get ready for the thank you, Jaden Reed Twitter post, and then you move on. Like, yes, of course you make that deal. But that's not reality. That's not going to happen. More often than not, teams are sniffing around to try and pry away a player that's entering the final year of his deal. If you're the Packers, you say thanks, but no thanks. You know, I've heard so much talk about the talent drain from the Green Bay Packers. Why add to that by trading players away? Good players. None of that makes sense to me. I get it's that time of year. We've got a long offseason ahead of us. Everyone loves playing GM, trying to come up with scenarios where it makes sense. None of it makes sense in my mind. Both of these guys should be on the team in 2026, helping the Packers get to a Super Bowl and win it. Packers to the bowl, bruh. As Jaden Reed so aptly said. That's where I'm at. Your mileage may vary. Of course, I've said all this now. Like, the moment I get done, news will break that one of them is traded. You can get your Nagler's Never Right shirts in the Cheesehead TV store. What's going on, folks? Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. You put your heart into football, which is why ThetaCare Cardiovascular Care puts their full clinical resources into yours. From screenings to specialized treatment, get the expert care you deserve. Trust ThetaCare Cardiovascular Care to keep your heart game day ready. Proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's going on? How you doing? How's your Friday? E4, starting us off. How you doing, man? Tain't natural to not be able to look back on the previous season and not have the smug satisfaction of knowing you own the Bears again. It is weird, right? It is an odd existence for Packers fans for the first time in a long time, knowing that the Bears took it to you in the previous season. But, you know, watching them struggle with the Arlington Heights, Indiana thing, coupled with all these fans who thought they were going big game hunting in free agency, only to see most of that not materialize. And now the trying to get their hopes up about Max Crosby and Adam Schefter's on national television talking about how their team is broke and can't afford it. I mean, I'll take the Schadenfreude where I can take it. You know, let's get back up on the between the white lines next year and get back to the Bears still suck. That's what I'm about. Abdul, how are you, sir? Hey, Aaron, we counting on LVN too much? He's been injured quite a bit his first 2 years. Do you think he gets the fifth-year option? That is a pertinent question, seeing as they have to make that decision by May 1st. As far as counting on LVN too much, I actually clipped a short out of this a couple weeks ago. Do we have a choice? I mean, he is under contract, and he is a starter, or should be. But the obvious answer here is, who do they play on Sunday? It's a long offseason. There's a long way to go. Let's see how it materializes. Now, ask me again at the end of camp, and I'll give you a good answer. But right now, I mean, he is hopefully continuing to develop and ascend and was playing good ball when he was on the field last year, just wasn't on the field nearly enough because of that foot injury. But, you know, that this is what you had planned for when you took him in the first round X number of years ago, like his growing into becoming a guy you want to count on. And you're really going to have to count on him that first month of the season. If as predicted, you know, Micah Parsons is unable to go. I do not doubt they are not going to just sit pat and not add to that room, especially in the draft, but he needs to play and he needs to play well. And he needs to play a lot. They've invested a lot in him. The expectation is that he will reward them. Now, we'll see if that comes to pass, but that is the expectation, without doubts. What else we got, folks? Oh, I saw this today, Shrugger. Any chance the Packers give L'Jarius Sneed a call? I tend to doubt it. I put it as a maybe on Twitter simply because it's a warm body playing corner, but I would be surprised given how many games he's missed over the last couple of years due to injury. You just got done with the Nate Hobbs experiment, right? One of the things we haven't really touched on when it comes to Benjamin St. Juste is that he has played. He has missed precious few games in his NFL career. Sneed, not so much. I don't think they want to go down that road again. Never say never, but I'd be surprised. What kind of money is a fifth-year option at edge? That's a good question, Jim. I don't have it in front of me, but I know it's a chunk of change. I'm going to guess they're probably not going to and make him play on the final year of his deal, and if he hits the ground running and balls out, then they can sign him to an extension during the season, would be my guess. Or they would at least try to, although depending on how late it gets, maybe LVN says, okay, I'm going to stay healthy, I'm going to kick ass, and I'm going to try and test the market. Now, that's the risk you take by not pulling that trigger. But I do think my guess, right, sitting here right now, was that they decline to exercise that fifth-year option. What else we got here, folks? Man, I love Packers fans on the internet who know who Messiah Swinson is. Let's go, Mick. Messiah Swinson will block hard and catch thrown accurately into his hands. believe he's missed the word passes there, but yes, I like what we've seen from Swinson in camp. You know, given the state of that room at the moment, you would think he would get some opportunities, get some looks, but I got to think they address tight end in the draft. I'll be surprised if they don't draft at least one of them. But hey, man, like I said, Swinson's at least, you know, had a moment or two in practice at times. Maybe they get him involved a little bit more or give him a few opportunities going forward. Kevin says, what's crazy is we couldn't develop Eric Stokes. Yeah, Stokes played much better this past season with the Raiders than he ever played in Green Bay. No question about that. Now, that said, you know, that's a different staff, different scheme. Sometimes guys just fit and work really well within the confines of a certain situation. Now, who knows how he may have fit in with Halfley, who he might have fit in with Jonathan Gannon in this iteration of the Packers defense. You don't ever really know, right? But yeah, it's always tough when you have a guy in your room struggling and finally it's like, okay, maybe it's time for a change of scenery. And that change of scenery happens and he balls out, which he most certainly did with the Raiders. Now, he wasn't perfect, you know, obviously, but he had a really good year. No doubt about that. St. Juice was a rotational guy, right? This past year he was, but he was, you know, playing a ton when he was with Washington, and he still didn't miss games. But yes, this past year with the Chargers, he was not a starter, a guy who played in kind of sub packages, but again, played at a high level. Zachary, is Walker a top 10 left tackle in Carolina? You mean on their roster or in the NFL? I kid. He could work into one. I mean, he certainly wasn't this year with the Packers. But we'll see. Depends on what they ask him to do. I know their starting tackle is dealing with an injury. One of the reasons they wanted to sign him after Josh Nyman retired. We'll see how he fares in that offense. Well, an offense that we saw come to Lambeau Field and really run the ball a lot, right? Got to suspect that continues. And I think Rasheed will be okay in that regard. But obviously the big problem this season was in pass pro. And at some point, you got to be able to hold up when it's third and long. We will see what happens with Rasheed in that regard. Let's see. Kerry, what's up, man? Hey, Nags, question for you. The Packers need a backup quarterback and need to get better in the red zone. How about Taysom Hill? He might be a good backup. Thoughts? What is that meme, the gif? What year is it? No. Taysom Hill is not coming back to Green Bay. I mean, I love the idea of a quarterback who gives you a two-way threat, right? Much like Malik did. I could see Justin Fields way before I'd see Taysom Hill. Let's say that. Brennan, I don't hate this idea. All I want of the draft is Dominique Orange, Malik Muhammad, and Jude Bowery. Hey, why not? While we're picking them out. I got to say, you know, you guys in your Orange Julius obsession, I get it. He's on the cover of the Cheesehead TV draft guide, which everyone should get ready. Get your Patreon account set up now so you can purchase the Cheesehead TV 2026 Pro Football Draft Guide on April 2nd. Going to be dropping that day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tons of great content. Make sure you do it. There you see him. Orange Julius in the house. I got to say, I like the idea of the player a little bit more than I actually like the player, the more film of his I watch. That's just me. You guys have made it very clear you love him, and that's, I get it. It's dope. But hey, we all have wants and desires when it comes to the draft, right? Stanley, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you. Will Josh Sweat be a perfect fit in Gannon's defensive scheme with Parsons on the other side? I think we will get a vet O-line like Teller. You switched up there, man. You started on defense and you went to offense at the end. Josh Sweat, I talked about this yesterday. I will be absolutely shocked if he actually gets traded from the Cardinals. Crazier shit has happened, but I will be knocked over with a feather if that occurs. Vet O-line, I'll be surprised. you know, they tend to like the guys that they grow in their own system. Something I remember talking to personnel folks with years ago about how the best teams grow their offensive lines. Every once in a while, you can find a team that goes out shopping. The Bears did it last year and really overhaul your line and comes together and gels and really plays at a high, consistent level. The Packers really like to grow their own. That position especially. So is it possible? Sure. God knows Brian has gone a bit against type this offseason already. But that would surprise me. Brandon, that's a fair question. Do you think Gutekunst is going to use 3rd to 5th round picks from next year, 2027, to be aggressive on draft day with trades since he should have a plethora? I am assuming you mean this year, like using next year's picks to try and move up this year. I tend to doubt it. Now, if you're talking about next year, he's going to own that draft. I mean, that's a draft that I think you'll see a couple of teams trying to generate selections in next year's draft, since just because that class is supposed to be much stronger, much deeper than this year's class. So could he try to use that capital this season in this draft? Maybe. I'd be very surprised. And I don't think teams will be too keen on kicking the can to, waiting on their selections for next year. But, you know, if there's a player that Goody just absolutely covets and thinks is a real difference maker, maybe he goes down that road. But yeah, man, I'd be hard pressed to imagine that being a realistic outcome. Jason, how are you, man? Morgan reminds me of Billy Turner, same body type that was awful at guard because they were built to play tackle. Yeah, that's not a bad comparison. I do think his feet are way better at tackle. Everything we've seen when he's played there, whether it's in the season, preseason, or even at camp, he just seems like a natural kind of – his body seems natural at tackle, whereas to your point, when he's playing in a phone booth, he doesn't add up. Like, so many times, too many times, you've seen him slow out of his stance, you know, in between the tackle and the center, and guys are able to just shoot gaps either side of him, and it's just not something that seems to be an issue at tackle. It's weird, but that has been noticeable. I mean, the most obvious one, the most egregious one, was the fourth down against Carolina in Lambeau, where Jordan just doesn't even have a chance because Morgan's beat so quickly, you know. And that's, again, not something that seems to happen with any kind of regularity when he's out there on an island. You know, I very much agree that he's going to play a much higher, much consistent level at left tackle than he ever did at any of the guard positions he was put at. 90 Gold, why do you think they didn't restructure Josh Jacobs' contract? They didn't need to. They got all the ability in the world to do what they want to do. You know, once they released Elgton Jenkins, they really had cap space. They had already touched Banks's contract and McKinney's contract. No need. Now, if something comes up and they need space, that's a contract they could touch, but I don't, there's nothing driving that. There's no, you know, need there at the moment. Yeah, just hasn't been needed. Ken says, I hope we pay Reed. You're the one. I mean, I agree, man. I think he's an outstanding player, and it's just wild to me that people are so anxious to theoretically get rid of him. It's like we heard that all the time with Romeo Doubs too. I value him as a Packer way more than I do some random draft pick that might become something. It might even become something as good as Jaden Reed. Like, just wild to me. Yeah, Guitar Ted, that's a perfect example. Chicago bought their O-line and it worked. Minnesota did as well, and not great, Bob. Precisely the point. Yeah, I mean, Chicago did a good job of identifying the players and putting them together. No question about it. Bobby, do you think Jordan Love will win MVP next year? I believe if he stays healthy, he's definitely top three, and in my biased opinion, he's my favorite to win it. He'll be in the conversation. You never know. You know, depends on what's going on around him. how other guys are playing as well. What games are being shown nationally late in the season in prime time? Because that always drives conversation. The holidays start. Now we've got games every day of the damn week. You know, people are going to be talking about MVP front runners for like 2 months straight. But yeah, he's got the talent. He's in a great situation, great offense, knows it like the back of his hand, has tons of weapons around him. No doubt about it. He will be in that combo and he's got a chance. And that's all you can really ask for, right? Because God knows, we don't need another MVP quarterback. Like, it's great. I love watching our guys get celebrated, but much rather see him on the podium after winning the Lombardi Trophy, right? And I'm not saying like you could do both. It's very rare. But yeah, he's got all the talent and he's got a perfect situation. So much other kind of stuff out of his control has to fall into place for that to happen. But yes, 1,000,000%. He will be in the conversation for MVP. No doubt about it. Oh, this is so random. Rob, was Ray Rhodes a reach? The random meter has reached fish. Yeah, I mean, Ron Wolf said as much, or at least indicated as much by letting him go after a year. And, you know, Wolf has admitted years later that it was a mistake to close the candidate pool as quickly as he did. He would only consider guys who had head coaching experience. Ray Rhodes had been on staff. They had history together. He had done a good job with Philadelphia. Don't people forget he was named coach of the year with the Eagles. Kind of the reclamation project that he did there, you know? So he was considered a really good defensive minded coach, but it was a bad fit and it was pretty evident. It didn't take long to figure that out. And, you know, to Wolf's credit, he acknowledged it and moved on. Ken, it's a good question. How do we pay Reed, Tucker, Watson, and Wyatt? By creating all that cap space they just created. They've got the space. They've got the money. They got everything they need to do that. And remember, when these guys get paid, more often than not, their cap number will go down initially. A lot of times, the bigger cap hits happen later, and that's when you're bringing in all this cheap talent in the 2027 draft as well as this year's draft, and you just roll along, right? But they've got the room to do all of that. That's not going to be an issue. There's not going to be choices made because they can't. They absolutely can do any of that that they want to do. RCS, how you doing, brother? Hey, Nags, how are you? I'm great, man. I am wonderful. Ready to hit this weekend, man. How you doing? Hope you're well. By the way, new Motelman single dropping. I believe it's going to be May 1st. We haven't set the date yet, but it's going to be around that time. So be on the lookout. Abdul, how are you? Any interest in Joey Bosa? I'd love Joey Bosa to be out there for the Green Bay Packers wrecking shop and getting after quarterbacks. I don't think that would be the Packers' cup of tea, but, you know, it is seemingly a different kind of MO this year. Maybe they do bring him in, but I can't imagine selling him on becoming a rotational guy, which is what he would really be in Green Bay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Stranglewood. Thank you, Nate Hobbs. Four? God bless Bakhtiari. All right, folks, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night and have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.